Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Full Press Minnesota Wild Podcast. I am your host, Joe Tillery. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning. I am so glad to be here with you. And today we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about some pregame, looking at that game with the New Jersey Devils. We've got some pregame to talk about for the most part. And I want to take a look at the NHL standings. There are 12 games left in the season, and we have to talk about our spot in the Central Division. And it's going to be a great thing to talk about. I'm excited for you to hear that. And then other than that, we've got some Twitter talk we'll get into and some different things I want to hit you with. But for now, I want to start by saying there isn't a ton of pressing material that we have to talk about today. I just want to go ahead and take a look, give you an idea of where the team's headed, and, you know, evaluate where we're at the current moment. So I want to start with looking at the standings. I mean, that's really where we're at. We can do some pregame here later on in the episode. But the Wild are in a really interesting situation right now. In the Central Division, the Stars are currently leading with 89 points. Doesn't surprise anybody. They've been up there all season. That's where they're at. The Avalanche and us, we are currently tied with 88 points. And the Jets have 81 points. That's where they're at. Where we're at, we're able to finish anywhere from first to a wild card spot, realistically. I really hope it's first. I would love it to be first. But the Wild have to continue to win. And the Devils aren't really just a give-in team. They aren't really a quit team. They're still a really talented team. But we need to leapfrog the Avalanche. We've got to get into a better spot in the playoffs. If we can rise up in that, that's going to be massive. And I know I mentioned it. There's only 12 games left in the regular season. There really is. 12 games. I don't know if it feels like that to you, but in my case, we're sitting there looking at it saying, well, okay, well, we got to go. Making the case for the Minnesota Wild here. We have played so good, even without our best player as of lately. In the last six games without Kirill Kaprizov, he was technically out 3 to 4 weeks. We haven't really heard much of an update about that. And that's a little concerning. I figured by now we'd probably hear a little bit of, you know, just some chatter about, okay, he's getting back ready. He's getting back on the bike. He's doing some different things. We haven't heard anything. It has been all quiet on the Kirill Kaprizov front. There has been nothing happening in that sense. But in the last couple of games since Kaprizov's left, he got injured back on March 2nd against the Canucks. And since then, the Wild have earned points in every single game they've played, except for the Boston Bruins game. So in that stretch, we've earned 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We've earned seven points. The only one being against the Bruins that we didn't in a 5-2 loss. The Wild are coming to play every single time they show up on the ice. However, it is not time to just, you know, to exhale, to say, we're comfortable. We're going to see what happens. That is not the case. That cannot be the case. The Minnesota Wild are in a dire situation and need to continue to solidify where they're at in the playoffs, especially when Kaprizov comes back. I don't know when he is. I haven't heard enough to be like, this is going to happen for sure. But I want to know when he's coming back. You know, we've got about 2 weeks of hockey left, 12 games spread out. We have got to get the team. We've got to get Kaprizov back on the ice, see where he's at, see if the team can still roll with the same, you know, high-scoring mentality, but still work Kaprizov into the lineup. I'm interested to see what happens there. So I talked about that a little bit. I did want to talk about it in the Twitter talk segment, but since we did just talk about Minnesota in the last 12 games, I'm going to skip over that here and then move on. We've got to talk about a little bit more just about the team in general. I mean, I don't know what's happening with the team, and I don't know what, you know, what playoff matchup we really want. Because realistically, the Wild, for some reason, have these stretches where they can beat everybody in the entire NHL. And then these stretches where they can't beat anybody, realistically. So when you look at the playoff standings, it's still a little concerning, but also you never know, because the Wild are kind of, no pun intended here, a wild card themselves. Like, as a team, you never know what you're going to get. You know, you lose your best player, you expect to put up a goal a game after averaging 2 goals a game. We scored 21 goals in 5 games. How crazy is that? The team itself has been unbelievable to watch, and it's tough to get a feel for them. But overall, this is an article I wanted to bring up here. They talked about the Minnesota Wild situation in the Central Division, and they mentioned, hey, they can still finish anywhere from first to a wild card spot, and it gives us a ton of options for who the Wild could play in the first round. And I wanted to run you through their picks of who they want to see in the matchup for the Minnesota Wild in the first round. There's about 7 different panelists here. They've all got their different ideas. In this option, the people that it could be, we could either play the Dallas Stars, the Avalanche, the Jets, the Kraken, or the Edmonton Oilers. And it asks, which matchup do you want? I know who I would pick, and I'll reveal that at the end of this, and I'll be kind of the 8th panelist here. But starting off, this is Grace. The Winnipeg Jets are the easy pick for my money. They were solid through the regular season, but have gone wobbly as of late. They're 3-5-2 in the last 10 games, and the end of the season is not when you want to be losing what makes you click. Furthermore, the Wild have had their number this season. As we can recall from their disappointing first-round exit last year, sometimes a team is just as good as another team. Next up, Matt. Despite Kaprizov's absence, this team has shown that it could still tally up wins. It means there's still a ton of things to shake out in terms of standings. At the moment, the Wild are lined up to face the Colorado Avalanche in the first round, a nightmare matchup. which I agree with, but the Dream would be facing a team a little further north. This guy also agrees that the Winnipeg Jets are the first pick you want to see. Yeah, that's tough to dispute. Next up, Justin. Take note that the Wild could easily end up playing a Pacific Division team in the first round. They are only 3 points out of first place in the Central, and if they fall to a wild card spot during Kaprizov's extended absence, they would have a 50-50 shot at playing the top Pacific Division seed. Currently, that's the Vegas Golden Knights, who we do not want to see. We do not want to see at all. Vegas does have questionable goaltending, some of the worst scoring chance analytics of any team in the playoff spot. Vegas could be a paper tiger if they hold on the top seed in the Pacific. Given that the Dallas Stars and the Winnipeg Jets are playing some all-around good hockey, as well as the star power of the Colorado Avalanche, my matchup of choice would be the Golden Knights. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one, pal. Thomas, I think when it comes to wanting a playoff matchup, you have to consider goaltending above everything else. I think I would ideally like to see the Wild face up against any team from the terrible Pacific Division because they can handle them and have so well. Hey, he's a solid man. He knows what he's about. Eric, the Western Conference is unbelievably close this year. The Wild sit just 1 point out of first place in their division, and if they can get ahead of the Dallas Stars while fending off the surging Avalanche, they could easily win the Central. Their reward for a strong finish in the season would be getting to face a wild card team instead of a divisional opponent like the Avs, and there's a solid chance that team would be the Seattle Kraken. We all remember when the Kraken embarrassed the Wild back in November, when we still weren't convinced that the second-year expansion team was for real. Just a week later, the Wild shut them out with a solid defensive performance and 28 saves from Marc-Andre Fleury. I will take the Kraken. Yeah, I can see where they're all coming from. I cannot dispute the fact that the Winnipeg Jets are staring at me. I really do. I don't want to see the Vegas Golden Knights. And it's not because they're some superstar team, but do you really want to take a chance on a team that's sitting at the top of their division? You want to take a chance on those guys just all clicking, figuring it out? Especially when they made us look bad. Every time we play the Vegas Golden Knights this season, we've struggled. We've looked bad. We've been slow and methodical, and sometimes methodical is used in a good way. Not in this case. You know, we tried the Novacan approach where we lulled them to sleep, even though they were already up 3 goals. It didn't do enough against the Vegas Golden Knights. The Winnipeg Jets, we have played tight every single game, and we have embarrassed them. We really have. The team itself has played good against the Jets. I would love to see a first-round matchup against the Jets. I don't know how you guys feel about that. You know, I guess I could see the argument for the Kraken, but I don't know. I think that with the way they beat up on us this season and made us feel bad, man, I don't want to chance that, really. I definitely want to avoid the Avalanche. That's not an easy matchup for anybody. Don't want to play the Stars very bad. There's just not really a team that's, like, head and shoulders who I want to play above the rest. The Winnipeg is the first one I'd choose if I had to. You know, in a situation where I get to pick anybody we're playing the Winnipeg Jets. Let me know how you guys feel about that. I'd be interested to hear for sure. Last thing, I just want to talk about a couple little things here from Twitter that I saw this week. Not a ton of stuff, but just a couple of quick-hitting things I want to talk about. There was a trip shown off this tweet. This one comes from at ISD281. I'm pretty sure it's a school district. Last Friday at Minnesota Wild forward Ryan Reeves, Olympic gold medalist Hannah Brandt, and Wild mascot Nordy visited Noble Elementary School. This visit was part of the Minnesota Wild face-off for fitness program. Check out the story here. I just wanted to kind of talk about that and just show how dedicated the team's been to the community this season. It's pretty sweet. It is still pretty sweet. Next up from the Minnesota Wild Twitter themselves, round of applause for Marco Rossi, the AHL Player of the Week. I mean, this guy's doing everything he can to get into the conversation of fans. Just bring him up immediately. Get him up here now. And I know with 12 games left, they're not going to do that. I really don't see them doing that. But he's doing everything he can, and it just blows my mind how talented this kid's been at times this season. Will we see Marco Rossi soon? I more than likely doubt it, you know, barring any major injury, knock on wood. I don't really see the reality of bringing him up yet. Just give him some more time to play in the AHL versus sitting him on the bench, I think, personally. But that being said, this has been the full episode of the Full Press Minnesota Wild podcast. I'm your host, Joe Tillery. Thanks for spending your Tuesday morning with us. We'll have another episode tomorrow. We play the New Jersey Devils tonight. It's going to be a great game. I will get back to you tomorrow with the full postgame breakdown. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to join me and go wild.